There's another election happening in Wisconsin this year, and voting for it ends today at noon. It's the annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest, sponsored by a state business group and a financial planning company. Two of this year's four finalists are from southeastern Wisconsin, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
On a warm afternoon in the basement workshop of his Menominee Falls home, Greg Hensgen is talking ice fishing. And with good reason. He's used what he learned as a UW-Milwaukee engineering student and at subsequent technology jobs and combined that with his love of angling. Hensgen and his small company, Vulture Systems, have created the Revo. It's a battery-powered wireless sensor about the size of a cigarette lighter that can be mounted on a common ice fishing device called a tip-up and send a signal to a handheld receiver, alerting an ice fisher when a fish has got its mouth around underwater bait or a lure. Hensgen demonstrates by pulling on a spool of fishing line under a mock tip-up and triggering the spring-loaded flag. And recently, Hensgen added to Revo a second alarm or spin alert if the fish starts to pull away. Hensgen explains that many anglers no longer just sit over a hole in the ice and wait for a fish to come by, even the anglers who use an underwater camera.
Like in Wisconsin, you can have three lines, so you'll get a lot of guys that will be watching their camera and jigging and concentrating on that, and they can put two tip-ups up, and our product will tell them immediately, you know, when it goes up, so they don't have to sit there and try to multitask.
Hensgen says Revo and its instant alert system is not just a device to help catch more fish.
I like to do a lot of catch and release, so you have a lot better opportunity to release them as well. If they swallow the hook, that fish could die.
So Revo is for cold weather, but what makes it cool?
You know, I've got to know a lot of people in the industry, and Wisconsin is a tip-up capital, I would call it. It's definitely a Wisconsin thing.
So, too, is another of this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin finalists. 12-ounce aluminum cans spin through a large silver machine about the size of a typical living room. The machine is called a filler and can fill at least 800 cans per minute with liquid coming through overhead pipes. We're inside the Creer Foods plant in Random Lake, 40 miles north of Milwaukee. Creer makes Coolest Thing finalist Jolly Good Soda. In a conference room, marketing manager Nicole Depius explains Jolly Good is only 1% of the product produced by this 111-year-old beverage company, which mainly does contract work for other brands. The soda dates back to when Creer also produced canned vegetables.
Jolly Good was brought by our third-generation owner in about the late 60s as a way to keep his employees working throughout the off-vegetable season times.
But Depius says about 17 years ago, Creer decided the retail market for soft drinks had become so competitive that it was hard for a company with about 100 employees to compete with the likes of Coke and Pepsi. Creer stopped making Jolly Good. But 10 years ago, the new fifth-generation company president decided to bring back the brand to honor the recently deceased fourth-generation Creer.
And so now we've slowly increased our footprint. It started as we dropped a pallet at a local gas station. People heard about it, and the rest is history. Now we're everywhere again. So we just launched nationally and on Amazon. So the sky's the limit.
Depius contends the Jolly Good comeback and nostalgia are what makes a can of soda cool.
Anytime we go to a trade show or an event, everyone has a story to tell us about their experience with our brand.
The other two Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin finalists this year are a lawn tractor with a tighter turning radius made by John Deere in Horicon and military medals produced by Metal Craft Mint in Green Bay. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.